I'm Greg Hunter, and this is the weekly news wrap up for Friday, November 13th, 2020, the WNW 4-5-7. Listen, folks, I don't have a definitive answer on the election, but I have a lot of encouraging news and some, you know, mainstream media psyops to cut through because, you know, the mainstream media never give up the con. I want to start with this, and this is the biggest bomb that you could have. It's Donald Trump tweeting. And listen, he's not going to tweet something like this unless he's sure. And this is an important marker in what's coming. And it's this tweet right here. I just want to show you. This is that you can, and I always tell you to follow Donald Trump's Twitter account. Report Dominion. This is the software, the election software and counting machines deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. Data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. There's Pennsylvania right there. Boom. 941,000 Trump votes deleted. States using Dominion voting systems, about 40% of all voting systems, switched 435 votes from Trump to Biden. That's not just the only thing that they did. I think there's down ballot people that got screwed too. One of my elections to watch is John James. He was leading. He'd won on election night. His Democratic challenger surged. You know, like when they dropped 138,000 votes in Michigan. That's John James running for U.S. Senate in Michigan. I think he won. He's a black guy, a former, helicopter fighter, helicopter pilot. Yeah, Black Lives Matter. Unless you're a Republican black guy, then your life doesn't matter in anything you say. But Rudolph Giuliani also came out this week, and of course, none of this is being reported. And 650,000 votes counted in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh illegally. 650,000. Remember election night when I was covering the election? He was up by what, 700,000 votes? And oh, you know, they counted 650,000 illegal votes that came in, you know, on the 4th at 4 a.m. That'd be after election day. And and there's all kinds of affidavits where they show that they counted stacks of ballots 4 and 5 times over and over and over again and add them to the totals. You know, whistleblowers are coming forward. That's another thing that Giuliani said. They did have one whistleblower on Fox who was talking about them counting these stacks, these tranches, or whatever you want to call it, of ballots, you know, multiple times and adding the totals to Biden. And listen, 221,000 votes just, that's what they found out now, just in Pennsylvania. Well, that's enough to flip the state to Trump. And, they're suing to stop the certification. I think they're going to win that. Michigan, they were suing to stop the certification there. And the state legislature, which is Republican, stepped in and said, nope, no certification until we do a thorough examination of this election. You know, and why didn't Democrats do this? Well, because in most of the states where they were just sending out ballots, willy-nilly, they would have had to put that through the Republican legislature, and there have been all sorts of controls. So they did it via, the bench. This is how they did gay marriage. This is how they did Obamacare. They couldn't get the legislation, and there'd be too many checks and controls and whatever. And so they just ran it through the court system, and that's how they did it. That's unconstitutional. The legislatures in all states make the rules for elections, and the charge, the overarching charge in the Trump administration is that they didn't follow the rules. Also, you know, if you take a look at these voting machines, it's, you know, there's a Clinton Foundation involvement. There's all kinds of other involvement. They switched 6,000 votes just in one county. This is one of the things they're using from Trump to Biden. They switched it back. Of course, you know, Dominion, the voting machine and software people say, oh no, that glitch was just a glitch. It doesn't show a problem with our voting machines. They got 47 other counties they need to look at in Michigan. And listen, Trump's caught him. And his attorneys supposedly have caught him, the electronic. There's so many different ways, the ballot fraud, the illegal alien fraud, deadbeat people voting. I mean, you know, you name it. They went at this from every angle. And this is the reason why their scheme still failed. And this is why they had to stop counting, because their software was getting overwhelmed by Trump voters and Republican voters. And it got overwhelmed. That's why you see, you know, the things going up like this and Biden's below, and then all of a sudden, boop, Biden pops up above Trump, I mean, this is nonsensical. Votes dropped in the middle of the night, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning. That'd be the next day. You know, they were signing, they were doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I'll get into that in just a minute. But the biggest thing is this Dominion, which is a pretty unbelievable. And it involves China. Some of the parts involve China involved in this too. But Trump saying that Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes. He's got a good reason to say that. And then we have Lynn Wood, who was the attorney with Nick Sandman and the Covington kids, you know, where they basically tried to ruin them for life because they wore a MAGA hat. And he sued CNN first off for $250 million, and CNN caved. That's what kind of an attorney Lynn Wood is, okay? So it's been sealed how much CNN absolutely had to pay, but it wasn't $1 million. It may not have been $250 million, but who knows, tens of millions? I don't know. That's just kind of, this is the guy that's still, he's still in process of suing, you know, many other mainstream media players. Lynn Wood followed up on President Trump's tweets Thursday morning, pointing out to Chinese theft of U.S. elections using Dominion voting system. So yes, he's alleging China is involved, and he wouldn't make those allegations unless he could, because he is a well-known, world-class lawyer who's not going to shoot his mouth off and look stupid later. This is just a little marker for you. Forget the psyop of the mainstream media and you know, here's a PSYOP story. You know, I read this on Business Insider. The DHS says, quote, 2020 election most secure in American history. That's a lie. That's not an official statement from Division of Homeland Security. That's from a couple of people who are quitting Homeland Security or leaving Homeland Security. That's not an official statement from Division of Homeland Security, DHS. It's just a PSYOP. Just pile on the, oh, there's no evidence of voting. No evidence. Yeah, no evidence at all. Only just, you know, what did Kayleigh McEnery say? You know, 240 pages of a sworn affidavit saying they witnessed voting fraud in multiple states. Here's Lynn Wood also, the attorney Lynn Wood. And I mean, this guy wouldn't be saying these kinds of things. Let me just hold this up for you. Lynn Wood starts out with before this is, they wouldn't steal an election or something to that effect. Yes, they would, and they did. We the People 2020. This is not about politics. This is about crimes, serious crimes over the course of years. Lock them up. Biden, Obama, Hillary, and Bill Clinton et al. There will be no more corruption in the White House. They have been caught. This is Lynn Wood. Now, this is what he's putting out to thousands, millions of people on his Twitter account. Of course, the mainstream media PSYOP would never tell you that Lynn Wood was saying this. They just keep saying, there's no evidence of voter fraud. And their evidence abounds. Lynn Wood soon, I'll read a few more of his tweets. Lynn Wood also tweeted out, soon, no objective, fair-minded person will be able to deny massive fraud perpetrated in planned, coordinated scheme to steal our presidency. CNN, listen to this. CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, New York Times, Washington Post, Atlantic, Mother Jones, etc. are all co-conspirators. They have all been caught. I mean, the media psyop is stunning. I don't know how they're ever going to recover. Here's my prediction for 2021, and maybe before. The layoffs in the legacy media, mainstream media, MSM, are going to be stunning. Can you imagine advertisers running from them after this all comes out? I mean, Trump's tweeting out, and this is probably on the low side. 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide, data analysis finds that were switched, deleted. I mean, how many did they have to give Biden anyway? Let me finish the Lynn Wood tweets. Here's the last one I've got for you. Goal of groups and individuals, Lynn Wood, more truth. Goal of groups and individuals who tried to steal our election is to overthrow our Constitution. They think we are Venezuela. They are wrong. We are very wary of online disinformation campaign. That's like that Division of Homeland Security, most secure election ever. Lie. Just a couple of people there who are on their way out. Video staged attacks aims at inciting patriots. Don't take the bait, folks. Don't get incited. Be wise and be patient, says Lynn Wood. This is just a stunning psyop. People don't swallow the bait, folks. Lynn Wood is an excellent attorney. He's on the Trump's 2020 election legal team. He's got Giuliani. He has, you know, I've heard a lot of from Jay Sekulow. You heard him talking about suing in 30 states, 28 cents. Well, that's just what we're, the Dominion voting machines are. Here's a dot plot graph of Dominion. Oh, yeah. Georgia's under a big scrutiny. Texas wouldn't take Dominion, incidentally. Texas just has a few Dominion machines. But look at this. You know, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, all those states. Oh, up down here in Nevada. You know, there's less people out here in Nevada. And in Arizona, less, more concentrated people out here. This is all Dominion, folks. Dominion Technology serves 40% of American voters. The company gave money to the Clinton Foundation. Uses some parts from China. Here we are again. This is from Heavy Metal News. But that's Dominion, folks. That's 40% of American voters. Their votes are tabulated on these machines. They got to have very good reason to say this. Now, they told you that Biden's up by 290. No, he's not. No, that's been certified. None of it's been certified, folks. The 290, not certified. Here's the real map, which has been given. And this may even change. Biden, Trump is 232. He won Alaska. And Biden has 224 to 232. Okay, that's the real map as it stands, the contested map as it stands now. And, Georgia is under a full recount. Pennsylvania, all the votes switched. Michigan under, a big investigation. Lawsuits and investigations into Minnesota, also a big a user of Dominion software. Same thing with Arizona. In Arizona, they say more illegal voters voted than what Biden's margin is, a victory. And same thing with Nevada would say, I want to say, nope, it's all over, folks. But this is the real map. And right now it stands at 226 to 252. I had Donald Trump winning on election night. If you watched my coverage, it was just like, well, you know, you can give them Virginia. There's all kinds of stuff wrong with Virginia, too. That may be over for now. But I think their goal is to get Donald Trump and maybe a few down ballot senators and congresspeople elected properly with legal votes and not all the illegal ones. But I digress. How could they all simultaneously stop at one time? You think they didn't talk on the phone to each other? How did they communicate? They didn't do it by mail. So they must have done it electronically, by phone, by Twitter, by Zoom, by something. And they all just stopped at the same time? Well, that's in the, 3-4 o'clock in the morning that's the 4th of November. That's the day after election day. One of the major cases, other than the electronic case, which is just they just deleted votes for Trump, is that they brought in votes after election day. And, all these legislatures say has to be on by 8 o'clock or by 5 o'clock, or judges can't change the they can't overrule the legislatures. The judges can't. It's equal branches of government, and the state legislatures co-equal, just like, the governors, like the president, the legislative branch co-equal, and then the legislative branch, and one branch can't just overrule the other. The governor can't overrule the legislature. The court system can't overrule the legislature when it comes to election. But how did these people all do this? How did they all of a sudden, and why did they do it? I had a friend of mine who does, who's big into data research. I can't name him. But he says, it's leveling software. And he says, you know what saved Trump's bacon? I said, what's that? He goes, the massive turnout. I mean, record turnout of legal votes. And when I'm talking about the ones that were thrown away, it swamped the system. The leveling software is supposed to, you get you have two guys running, one's way more popular than the other, but you want the other guy to win. And, you get one vote for candidate A and you get a vote and a quarter for candidate B and one and one and a quarter and one and one and a quarter. And, as it turns out, or 10, you get 10 and you get, 12 for the other guy or 11 for the, he says, what happened was it got to the point where, the software that's supposed to be detective, just supposed to be a few percent. Well, the software broke. They had to take Biden so many votes. And then he said they had to start taking away votes from Trump, which is why you have this right here. which is, well, come on, there we go. Why Trump is saying 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide deleted. So they had to delete 2.7 million votes of Trump. How many did they have to give to Biden? Was that 3, 4, 5, 10 million? I mean, I don't know. But they had to delete, get rid of. Not to mention the fact they switched them, which is what all the charges are. So, I mean, it's really quite unbelievable. This is the biggest election fraud in the free world in history, because they came at it electronically. They came at it, with dead people, with mail-out ballots that they didn't go through the legislature. They came in after Election Day. They were predating ballots or post-dating ballots, so they make it look like they came in on the 3rd of November or the 2nd or whatever, but not the 4th or 5th or 6th. And the post office was involved. They had, whistleblowers there, whistleblowers at Dominion, whistleblowers if people weren't allowed in the... Here is the Michigan State Legislature 2020 allegations. This is why that they're doing this in Michigan, and you can pretty much, flow this out to all the other states. Counted ineligible ballots, counted the same ballots, batches of ballots multiple times. That's what one of the whistleblowers came on and said with Lou Dobbs on Fox. He was one of the few guys brave enough to actually bring up election fraud, Lou Dobbs on Fox, but I think Fox is done, period. Instructed poll workers to backdate absentee ballots, counted late ballots after illicitly predating them. This is according to the Michigan GOP legislature on the 2020 election allegations. Used false information to process the ballots, such as using false incorrect birthdays, duplicated ballots illegally, counted ballots even though the voter's name did not appear in the official voter rolls, ordered election workers not to verify voter signatures and absentee ballots, barred poll challengers from observing the transposition and certification of absentee ballots that need to be transposed, including military ballots. Some people said they had military ballots and Trump got no votes, which is outrageous. Coached voters to vote for a particular candidate or party. That's just what the Michigan State Legislature says. I mean, this is unparalleled in human history. The software broke. The software went, I'm going to give this to Biden. I'm going to give this, but there's too many Trump votes, so we got to start canceling Trump votes, give more votes to Biden. Now we have to take away votes. And that's where they got absolutely cold busted caught, when they just had to, the software just had to cancel votes. It happened on camera live in a couple instances. They just had to cancel votes. Can't have them, sorry. And that's why you got this, which I showed you. Sorry. Where you got this on election night in places like Nevada, where, oh my gosh, 125% of registered voters, 109%, 105% Minnesota, North Carolina, 106%. Oh, Cal Cunningham has conceded here in North Carolina to Senator Tillis. Huh, wonder why that happened. You know, they had like 8 days. You know, they didn't have to tell you who won until, I don't know, 13th or so of November, or 14th. Why did Cal Cunningham quit? You know what I think? And I can't prove this, but here's what I think. I think that Governor Baby Killer Cooper, I wonder if he was actually fairly elected, and they didn't want to start pulling some razzmatazz, and all of a sudden, bam, they were starting to scrutinize North Carolina elections, and wow, we'll just have to leave well enough alone. Hey, Cal, you're going to quit. You're going to concede now. We're not going to draw any fire here. You know, Cooper's governor, we'll take a win for a win. Sorry, it's too much heat. That's what I think happened in North Carolina. I live in North Carolina. But, you know, I mean, even 96% of voters voting. 96%? What? I mean, in Australia, I was listening to one person talking and said, Australia, it's you must vote in Australia. You're required to vote. You know what the turnout in Australia is when you're required to vote? 92%. And Georgia was... 96% voter turnout? Stop. Stop it. It's just nonsensical. I mean, it's fraud. It's fraud. No evidence of fraud. I want to have some closing statements about the media. And then we have this little thing, which is, I think, a very important data point. And Alex Newman brought this up and said, the biggest person he's to fire is Secretary of Defense Esper. You mean not, you know, Chris, Antifa is just an idea, Ray, the head of the FBI, or Barr, or Gina Haspel at the CIA. He said, oh, no, Esper. Boom, Monday, the 9th. Monday, fired. Trump fired him. And then replaced his chief of staff and many other people. Well, Mark Milley is the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you know, the general of generals, right? And this idiot, look what he's out at a speech at a military museum. And he's out, and this is, and I left the title up from Gateway Pundit because I think it's apropos. Fire him now, Rogue General Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff, threatens President, we do not take oath to a king or a queen, a tyrant or a dictator. Of course, Mark Esper was fired by Trump this week on Monday. So will President Trump's new acting Secretary of Defense, Christopher C. Miller, fire General Milley? He should. We don't take an oath to a king or a queen or a tyrant. Yes, and the military generals don't threaten a coup. You should be fired, you idiot imbecile. You should have not stepped into this political fray. You're supposed to be part of the military, not part of the politics, and you clearly made a political statement while you were on your job at Joint Chiefs of Staff as the top general in America. Milley, you should be fired. And I think the first order of business for the new Secretary of Defense will be to fire Milley. Christopher C. Miller will fire Milley, in my humble opinion. He should. I agree with the folks at the Gateway Pundit. And then I wanted to talk about the media. I do want to talk about the media. Well, before I talk about the media, let's talk about AOC. You know, there's that Bible study where the people start killing each other. You know, they're going to attack Israel, as in Second Chronicles. And I told you this, you know, about keeping the faith. And God was going to do his work, and he did. And he told all the people in Israel to show up out here at the pass and with these armies that were clearly able to destroy Israel. And they got out there, and basically they destroyed each other. And I think that's what, you know, we have reports of Antifa and BLM, you know, lighting the offices in Portland of the DNC on fire. And then you have this, you know, this infighting with the AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, Joe Manchin with the commie death stare after fellow Dem rips progressive movement's crazy socialist agenda and call to defund police. And my question is simply, when will Joe Manchin become a Republican? I thought he would be a Republican by now. He's from West Virginia. I mean, Joe, just give it up. Just flip. I mean, they hate you. You're from a coal state. They want all your people to be out of work and, you know, smoking crack and be down in the gutter. They don't want any clean coal or any energy from out of West Virginia, although it's cheap and they can make it clean. But Joe, when are you going to become a Republican? Watch Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin also said, don't expect me to be the 50th Democrat vote to pack the courts, the Supreme Court. In other words, put a bunch of liberal crazy judges and go from 9 to like 12 or 15 or whatever, and they'll pack it with crazy time. Joe says, I'm not going to vote for that. Joe, aren't you a Republican in Democrats' clothing? The people in your state would applaud you. Watch that, and watch the infighting with BLM and Antifa, and then BLM is attacking Joe Biden, you know, the pretender in chief. So he's setting up his staff, and he's getting his cabinet positions and talking to world leaders. Hey, you know what I'm doing? I'm thinking about my rocket ship to Mars, and I'm getting a pilot, and I'm getting fuel, and I'm getting all this ready to go so I can take a trip to Mars. Because me flying to Mars is about as probable as Joe Biden being president. He's not going to be president. There, I said it. This is treason. This is fraud. This is election fraud. This is foreign interference with China involved. We don't have to eat the fraud. We don't. And the psyop from the mainstream media. I mean, I think the media heads ought to be charged for sedition. I mean, the polls were phony. You know, the election coverage was totally slanted toward, oh, Biden won. You saw it on my election coverage. You can go back and, you know, fast forward to hour number, I don't know, four or the three and a half or four, somewhere. It's about 4 hours long, 4 hours and 30 minutes, 3 hours and something. I don't know what's on there. Anyway, listen, The math was, Trump was winning. They had to stop the voting because their leveling program, their voting machines from Dominion broke because so many people flooded the polls to vote for Donald Trump and other Republicans like John James, Senator from Michigan. Oh, incidentally, John James is not conceded. You're not hearing that in the press. You're not hearing the other guy's the winner. I didn't want to say his name because he's not the winner. But why wouldn't they make a big deal out of a black guy? Because they, you know, the liberals love black people, right? Not. And why would they have him out there talking about how I'm not conceding because of election fraud? That's why. Just move along here. John James is crazy. He lost. It's over. No. He was down ballot from Donald Trump, and Donald Trump says there's massive fraud in Michigan. Yep, you think John James was involved in some of that fraud because they wanted the Senate? I think so. Well, we will find out, won't we? But here's a tweet from Donald Trump, and I'll just, instead of holding it up, I'll just read it to you out here. Okay, here we go. Daytime ratings have completely collapsed. Weekend daytime, even worse. Very sad to watch this happen. This is about Fox. But they forgot what made them successful. They got what got them there. They forgot the golden goose. The biggest difference between 2016 election and 2020 was Fox News. Fox News tanking. Fivefold increase at Newsmax. On my television is channel 222. Look for it. Also, One American News, OANN, One American News Network. I don't know how the mainstream press, I mean, is ever going to recover from this kind of lying, cheating, Weasley stuff. There's a few people on Fox trying to do stuff. Lou Dobbs, I told you, had the Dominion whistleblower. There are many. There are also many other whistleblowers. I mean, you know, Fox Business and Neil Cavuto cut off the White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnerney, saying that we can't prove that. You can't prove it. You're not going to be a reporter. You're not going to at least go, hey, here's what they're saying at the White House. And here's why they're saying it. And here, and that, okay, get some Democrats on to say, oh, there's no evidence of voter fraud. Fine. But cover both sides. Don't cut off the White House press secretary in your ongoing scam psyop Fox News. I mean, I was watching Tucker Carlson the other night talking about dead voters. Well, you know, earlier that day, they had filed a lawsuit and filed multiple lawsuits in these states to stop the counting and alleging fraud. And all the, you know, hundreds of pages that Kayleigh McEnerney turned up about sworn affidavits alleging all sorts of fraud that I told you about. Also that the Dominion voting machines are in question in their software. And, oh yeah, it's part of the, they gave money to the Clinton Global Initiative or the Clinton Foundation. You know, the Clinton Global Charity fraud I've talked about for years. Oh, and you can't mention George Soros packing all these cities with these idiot district attorneys that won't prosecute. Oh no, you can't even mention it on Fox. Oh, you can't bring that up. George Soros. Oh no, because he's funding the Democrats. That's why. And that's why they're so much crazy is because the money's coming from crazy town. So they want crazy. That's what they want. And the media has turned to crazy town, including beloved Fox. I don't see how Fox ever comes back unless they fire everybody on the other side. But I suspect people like, you know, Tucker Carlson will be fired. And I'm sorry, I don't believe Tucker Carlson anymore because he left out obvious stuff. You know, like Dominion voting machines and the question mark about Dominion, which has been raised multiple times, Dominion. And they could have put somebody on there to talk about how in one county with a Dominion voting system, which is on 40% of the voting, how is it that you had 6,000 votes flipped back to Donald Trump that were flipped to Biden in the first place, but they were Trump votes and then they went back to Trump votes, and there's 47 other counties in Michigan, and how is Tucker Carlson not doing that, or Hannity or anybody else? Why? Oh, dead voters, which is not gonna change the election. Although it is kind of, you know, funny and is kind of, it is fraud, but to omit that, to omit the lawsuits, the allegations, I mean, it's video. There's video of them committing fraud, them bringing votes in the middle of the night. Yep, zip, boom, up, oh, nope. Biden's your president, according to Fox. Lie. Oh, and I'm not sure I'm not sure the Democrats won the House. They were telling you, Fox was telling you that, oh, that what a resounding victory for Nancy Pelosi. Just the opposite. They got creamed. They cheated and they still got creamed. They cheated and they still didn't get the Senate. And I think there's more to be said on that. And I think in actuality, we could find out that, yes, Nancy Pelosi lost the House. This is ugly, folks. This is 40% of the votes could have been switched, changed, lost. That's just the electronic version. And there's other electronic outlets and other ways to hack in to voting machines and other data, like over in Germany, tabulating the votes. And there's all kinds of avenues of fraud electronically. And then the mail-in ballots, just fraud fest. Fraud. And the post office is helping the Democrats? Absolutely outrageous. And federal agents are trying to get whistleblowers to recant. This was Project Veritas. Fabulous Project Veritas. Good for you. One thing's for sure, the layoffs in legacy media are going to be stunning. The salary cuts, the job cuts in legacy media are going to be stunning. You watch. You mark my words. And the other thing is, folks, don't lose your faith. Now, has Trump won it? No. But the fraud is all, just like the fraud was all against Trump, well, now the uncovering fraud is all against Biden. So that's what we're seeing, this big wave of uncovering, revealing the fraud. And now there's enough to for me to say, I think this is going to end up, it might not even go to the Supreme Court. And if it does, I think Trump will prevail on multiple fronts, whether it be you can't accept votes after Election Day, you can't accept votes with nobody's name on it, illegal votes. You can't do that. The Democrats think they're gonna get a runoff in Georgia. I'm not even sure they're gonna have a runoff in Georgia if this gets exposed that the real senators, the two Republican senators who were on Trump's coattails, all won and won big. This is gonna be interesting, folks. I've talked to Bo Pony about this. He thinks the dollar is going to get hurt over this, all this stuff. He thinks gold and silver will continue to rise. And there's going to be some blow off tops, and then it's going to set a new limit, a downside limit, and then vault higher again. We owe a lot of money, folks. I mean, you had another 700,000 people basically file for unemployment benefits this past week. And this is why I want to warn you on, no matter who's president, boy, there's a mess financially speaking. I mean, that's supposed to be good news. 700,000 people, again, this last past week, file for unemployment benefits. That's a stunning number. And listen, if Joe Biden is elected, and I don't think he will be, I don't think he was elected. I think Donald Trump was elected on election night. You don't want him in there. We'll get out of it. We'll be in a financial hole we'll never get out of. We might as well just start hoisting the Chinese flag. We might just allow the Chinese come in and take over. I don't know. But this is an unbelievable amount of fraud. It's historic. You also have the, along with the unemployment benefits by the end of the year, and this is another dip off. Money approved in Congress, stimulus money approved in Congress. And by the end of the year, the airline industry is talking about laying off 90,000 jobs. Can you imagine the ripple effect when you lose 90,000 jobs? That's just the airline industry. And then they're talking about another lockdown. I mean, Joe Biden wants to lock everything down for weeks. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. So be prepared. And this is what Lynn Wood was also saying. Don't take the bait. Don't allow yourself to be psyoped, and don't be angry, and don't take the bait. Don't do anything. Just stay out of harm's way. I mean, if somebody breaks in your house, you'll have to defend yourself. But, don't be out there trying to start any trouble. Don't do that. Stay out of harm's way. This is well on its way to going to get resolved. And I think it's going to get resolved in Trump's favor. That's what all the evidence appears to me. That's what election night looked at. A massive voter fraud unparalleled in the history of the free world, not just America. It's too big to cover up. A lot of casualties, including the mainstream media, are going to be a lot of casualties. A lot of casualties. A lot of people are going to get found out. And that's the other thing Trump said. You'll be amazed at what's going to come out. You know, Kayleigh McInerney said that Trump will speak at exactly the right time. Well, you can bet that Trump's going to speak when he's dropping the bomb, when he's dropping the lowering the boom. He's getting everybody ready for it. I mean, that the fraud is all against Donald Trump. There's not like, well, there's some votes that went to Trump and some went to Biden that he should have got. No. Stop it. Stop. The fraud is all against Donald Trump. And now the reveal is all against Joe Biden. So just don't stop praying. That's the most important thing, folks. I mean, this is way higher than anybody's pay grade here on earth. You know, we're praying for God to take over. Trump's just his general. But the big guy, God the Father, Jesus Christ, that's who these idiots are fighting. They don't realize that that's who they're fighting. They think that's a myth. They're going to find out that's wrong, and they're all going to be really embarrassed, including, first and foremost, the pretender-in-chief and his criminal RICO family, Joe Biden. So I say this, folks, keep praying and fear not. I don't say this for you to be upset. Actually, this is good news. All the news is pointing towards the fraud is being uncovered. So fear not. Prepare yourself mentally, physically, above all, spiritually. Fear not. God the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, are firmly in control. Thank you for supporting USA Watchdog with your comments on usawatchdog.com. And incidentally, you can always find me on usawatchdog.com. You know, there was a little hiccup with YouTube, and somebody called me and said, wow, YouTube's down. It was for a while. But in the event that I am no longer on YouTube, you can always find me on usawatchdog.com. I also have a join button at the top of the page in the black bar up there. I don't sell my email list. You might want to join. You know, I put out an email blast. I have 20,000 on my list and told everybody I was going to do election coverage. I got 10,000, up to 10,000 in a single hour on election coverage. And listen, I got Trump as the winner. And I got them at the moment that they were shutting down the voting. Trump was way ahead in all the states. So prepare yourself mentally, physically, above all, spiritually. That's Jesus Christ. Fear not. Thank you for supporting USA Watchdog with your comments and your donations. Thank you again for supporting usawatchdog.com, and God bless.